This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Ourself, Sophie Walsh, was asking this morning whether I could talk to Sophie. She's been via social media letting us know what's happening inside this court case. It's about a bloke and his partner allegedly arranging sham marriages in a scam where they got money from blokes and then lined up young women who've been in court this morning giving evidence. Sophie, good morning to you.
Hello. Yeah, it's been very interesting, actually, this morning in court. Today we heard from two Indian men who married the complete strangers for Australian visas. One told the court he paid the accused, Chetan Mashru, $10,000 up front and then $2,600 to the marriage certificate and then $1,000 to the girl he married every week. Now, another alleged that when the Immigration Department started investigating, Mashru told him to put some of his fake wife's belongings at his house so they'd think that she lived there. Obviously, these women are going there, they're signing up for this marriage, having never met the men, and then they never really hear from them afterwards either. So it's not like they were living together. So he told them that they should put put some of the wife's belongings in his house, so it appeared to look like they were living together. We also heard from a woman. She was the last one to give evidence before we broke, who claims that she didn't know that she was signing on for a marriage. She said that she was picked up by a man from her house. So she lived with her mum, taken to another home. She told the court that she was told about $10,000 and also the fact that she was going to be getting a job. So she went there, she claims, thinking that she was going to get a job, but when she arrived, she was given paperwork. She said that she didn't understand what the paperwork was, but she signed it anyway. And it wasn't until afterwards that she learned that she was, in fact, married. Now, the next day, she said that she did try to pull out. She called. There was a bloke there who claimed to be a lawyer, so she called the lawyer and said, look, I don't feel good about this at all. I'm in a bit of shock to pull out, and he said that she couldn't because it was a two-year deal. So despite trying to pull out, she did end up receiving around $5,000 over the next 5 months, $250 a week from her husband before she managed to get those payments stopped. We've still got plenty more witnesses to hear from today.
So we understand, Sophie, this is only a committal. Is that what I heard this morning?
Yes, it is. So it's been set down for 3 days. We're on day two. They were thinking yesterday that it might wrap up today.
But, can the magistrate, like in New South Wales, stop it and say, look, there's enough evidence presented that a jury correctly directed could find a guilty verdict? Can he just stop it, or she can stop it, the magistrate?
To be honest, I'm not really sure, but at this point in time, it does appear that they are going to go through every single one of these witnesses that were set down.
Okay, and Mashru, the person you refer to here, what was his job at the time? What was he actually physically doing for a job while he's allegedly arranging?
Yeah, he was a migration agent, and his partner was the marriage celebrant. So the allegation is that that they were working together, and they've both been charged with 17 counts of arranging marriages for visas, along with other charges, including falsifying documents. So they're up on several charges together. So the committal hearing will continue this afternoon. We'll hear from more evidence from witnesses, the women who signed on to this deal for quite a bit of money.
So I'd imagine the women are protected from prosecution themselves if they're offering evidence against the two people charged.
When they were approached by the Immigration Department, they were told that they were going to be given a degree of protection, in a way, indemnity. So, yeah, and the Immigration Department yesterday said that, you know, they don't really have the resources to go for every single one of them. What they want to do is stop the organisers, the people at the top of this this alleged scam.
Sounds like it's widespread. Thanks for your time, Sophie. We'll look forward to seeing you on the TV screens in Brisbane tonight.
Thanks.
Sophie Walsh, the reporter from Nine News in Brisbane, about this marriage scam.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.